You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The impact of consent violations can create lasting physical and emotional patterns that persist long after the initial incidents. This was true for Ben, who struggled with chronic pelvic tension and discomfort for years, following experiences where his boundaries were violated. These physical manifestations of trauma affected his ability to feel safe and connected during intimate moments, even with trusted partners, leading to anxiety, numbness, and disconnection. Traditional healing approaches often emphasize pushing through discomfort or forcing relaxation, but these methods can sometimes compound trauma by ignoring the body's natural protective responses. The soft consent cycle offered Ben an alternative path, one that prioritized listening to and honoring his body's signals rather than trying to override them. This methodology introduced a fundamental shift in how he approached his healing journey. The core practice of the soft approach centers on developing a dialogue with one's body through gentle, intentional check-ins. Ben began by placing his hand on areas of tension, particularly his pelvis, and asking himself, "Is this okay right now?" This simple yet profound question opened up a new way of relating to his body's responses. When he encountered tightness or hesitation, instead of pushing through, he learned to respect these as important messages requiring attention and care. What distinguished this approach was its emphasis on recognizing and celebrating subtle positive changes. Ben developed the ability to notice minor shifts in his body's response, moments of warmth, brief instances of ease, or small releases of tension. These seemingly insignificant changes became meaningful indicators of his body's growing capacity to trust and heal. The practice acknowledged that recovery isn't about erasing trauma, but about rebuilding a trusted relationship with oneself. A crucial element of Ben's healing journey was developing the ability to articulate and maintain boundaries, both with himself and in relationships with others. This skill proved essential in transforming intimate moments from sources of anxiety into opportunities for empowerment and genuine connection. His experience demonstrated that clear boundaries serve not as barriers, but as fundamental building blocks for creating safety and enabling authentic relationships. The soft approach emphasizes that healing from consent violations requires patience, attention, and consistent practice. Rather than forcing quick solutions or pushing through discomfort, it advocates for creating a new relationship with one's body based on respect and careful listening. This methodology recognizes that our bodies carry inherent wisdom, and by learning to interpret and honor their signals, we can establish a foundation for lasting healing. For those seeking to implement these practices, the approach offers a straightforward starting point. Begin by placing a hand gently on your body and asking, "Is this okay right now?" The key lies in honoring whatever response emerges, whether it's resistance, uncertainty, or acceptance. This consistent practice of checking in and respecting bodily signals can gradually restore a sense of agency and self-trust that may have been compromised by past violations. Ben's story illustrates that trauma recovery often involves learning to understand and respect our protective responses rather than viewing them as obstacles to overcome. Through dedicated practice and professional guidance, he discovered that his body's defensive reactions were valuable signals deserving of attention and respect. This realization marked a crucial turning point in his healing journey. The soft approach represents a significant shift in trauma healing, moving away from forceful interventions toward a model of gentle inquiry and respect. It demonstrates that creating space for natural responses and honoring internal boundaries establishes the conditions necessary for genuine healing and trust restoration. This methodology offers hope and practical tools for those working to rebuild their relationship with their body after consent violations, while also providing valuable insights for practitioners in therapeutic and bodywork fields who seek to support others in their healing journeys. If you're a therapist, yoga instructor, or bodyworker who is interested in learning more about soft certification, take a look at our level 1, 2, and 3 training programs on our website, thesoftapproach.com. Thank you for joining us on The Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, Explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.